little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by
AutoFlex and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most embracing, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I remember going to second grade, my second grade class, and telling them, hey, I just memorized the 78 Cowboys poster in order by number.
Too long of a drop.
No, it's not.
Too long.
It's a great accomplishment, actually.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The Charlie Sheen roast was last night, I guess. And they're going to air that. What is the first night of TV, fall TV? Is it next Monday?
I
is that the
so.
Official kickoff? Not tonight.
Right. I think it's because Boardwalk Empire comes back on the 25th, and I'm thinking that's the big kick.
Okay. Because, all right.
Well, that's not next Monday.
Kick it.
No, it's two Sundays from now.
All right.
I'm thinking, though, that, you know, the regular TV, the official fall schedule will launch here next Monday. And they're going to air this. Comedy Central will air the Charlie Sheen roast at the same time as the 2.5 Men premiere.
Yeah, when we get that Christina Applegate show about her wanting sleep.
Is that a show?
Yeah.
Her wanting sleep?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Where she just had a baby and all she wants is sleep.
Sounds riveting.
Yeah, it does.
A show about sleep.
Yeah.
Well, we got some of the jokes. And I know how much you like jokes, and I believe you'll really enjoy these.
I do like jokes.
These are some of the top jokes that were called over the weekend at the Charlie Sheen roast. Now,
are you going to read these yourself?
I'm
going to
read them myself. We don't have. There's no audio because obviously they're not going to release the audio until the show was actually on. So it was hosted by Seth MacFarlane, he of Family Guy fame and Fox 4 or Fox in general fame.
And Fox 4 fame.
And Fox 4.
Wasn't that him that was just out here moments ago?
No, that wasn't Seth MacFarlane interviewing us. But you had your typical roasters out there. So there was one named Amy Schumer, a comic named Amy Schumer, who issued this line. Charlie, you're just like Bruce Willis. You were big in the 80s, and now your old slot's being filled by Ashton Kutcher. Jeffrey Ross.
He liked that.
Roast Master du jour. If you're winning, Charlie, this must not be a child custody hearing. The only time your kids get to see you is in reruns. Don't you want to live to see their first 12 steps?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Jeffrey Ross. Brooke Mueller's not very bright unless Charlie throws a lamp at her. Mike Tyson, your opponent spent more time bleeding in the corner than Charlie's ex-wives.
That's just awful.
This is from Anthony Jeselnik, noted roaster as well. Tell me if you think this is dark.
Does this need to be read?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been working pretty edgy here lately. You sure?
Now, you remember Charlie Sheen got into TV on Spin City. That was his first sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason you got into TV in the first place, Charlie, is because God hated Michael J. Fox. Yeah.
Is that not dark? Anthony Jeselnik is a very dark comic.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Never heard of him.
I think Cactus Pryor just stole our steak queso.
Yeah.
Did he?
That's for us.
Kate Walsh. Now, is Kate Walsh that good-looking broad?
Yeah, if you want free food, get your own radio show.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy?
Chirps. Yeah.
She said, she was up there. She says, it's amazing. After abusing your lungs, liver, and kidneys, the only thing you've had removed is your kids.
Wow. God, I wonder how he took all of this.
You she's fallen so far that that's all she can get now?
I don't think it's a matter of her falling far. Sorry, I'm distracted by tennis.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's almost some sort of accomplishment to be a part of this. If you're asked to do this.
It can't be.
Dude.
It can't be. This is for Comics on the Dole.
No, it is not. These are the highest rated shows that Comedy Central has when they run these. This thing will get monster numbers.
All right, but she was on Grey's Anatomy and she was on Private Practice.
So what?
Those are bigger shows than anything on Comedy Central. I don't know if you know that or not, but...
Yeah, I do know that. And this is from Seth MacFarlane himself. He says, Charlie, you claim to have tiger blood, but after all the porn stars you've had sex with, it's probably Tiger Woods' blood.
That's brilliant.
How awesome is that?
Well, that's funny.
Here's another
Pretty
one
awesome,
from,
shoot me.
Here's another
Wink.
One from Anthony Jeselnik.
Oh, my.
You dropped out of school faster than Casey Anthony's kid.
Wow.
Yes. There is...
Oh, my God.
There are no boundaries at these roasts. It is unbelievable. Like, Henny Youngman and all those Meshuggah comments would be rolling over in their grave if they just were plopped down and they were like, okay, here's comedy of today. And this stuff is being issued.
Lenny Bruce would be happy.
Yeah, Lenny would be happy. But those old-style comics...
He'd be saying, when can I get up there?
Shecky Green mm-hmm. and those guys, you think they'd be real happy about this?
And Jackie Mason. But it's Casey Anthony, so it's all systems go when it's her.
I guess so. Over the weekend, we had a nice screw-up of the national anthem. It was at the U.S. Open. Ooh. Where America's toughest
tennis played. Which has got him so distracted today.
Oh, I know. You can just sense it.
You can't sense anything.
Whatever. Oh, the hell you can't.
I am so...
Here I am trying to talk Cowboys today. Every 3 seconds, he's looking up at the TV.
Well, it's there. It's on. What do you expect me to do? You know what it'd be like for you if they had a big boob up there on TV, and it was just sitting there, and you'd constantly be looking up there.
Or if it was a C.J. Wilson shutout.
Exactly. Now you know what I have to fight through about 10 times a year. So, and I only get this when the Masters is on. So that Thursday and Friday.
Oh, the hell! What happens when golf is on in there?
I just said the Masters. That's what I just said.
All right. What about the U.S. Open? That too.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's going on.
No, I mean
too.
U.S. Open golf.
All right. So
that too.
In all
and the PGA.
God! All right. So we're even. 10 Ranger games for you.
What happens when the Bob Stoops show comes on?
I don't think that's on very much.
The Bob Stoops show.
The Bob Stoops show.
Was it like a talk show
at
night?
It's like a comedy hour, I think. Brent Venables is like
yeah,
his sidekick.
Right.
He's like his Andy Richter.
Right.
He works Casey Anthony jokes.
That would be the most unfunny show ever.
Oh, my God.
Ever.
And the band is led by Toby Keith.
The only time to be funny is when Switzer came on.
Yeah.
All right, so Cyndi Lauper was commissioned to sing the national anthem on the day before 9/11 in New York City at the U.S. Open. Probably since she made Girls Just Want to Have Fun with Captain Lou Albano, this is probably her next biggest moment in life, is being asked to sing the national anthem basically on 9/11 in New York.
She had other hits.
You know what I'm saying, though. So, when she screwed up, do you think that she was thinking, worst moment of my career? We'll go ahead and play it for you. And we're going to play it now. First off, why are they getting her to sing this? What the hell has she done? Are they out of ideas?
They probably just go down a list and...
Of New Yorkers? Is
yes.
she a New Yorker?
Yeah.
Probably.
You ever heard her talk?
Know, yeah.
Whoever they get to first that says they can do it or they're willing to do it, that's what they go with.
You see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight. Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
I'm sorry, what
Whoopsie
was that?
Whoopsie daisy.
Oops.
When our flag was still streaming.
I'm not sure that's correct.
See, they need Norm there at all these things just to let him know, like just kind of tap him on the shoulder and say that.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Let's back
no!
up. Let's see if we can hear it again. Up, you know?
Yep.
That's why you never agree to do that. That is a no-win situation, singing that song at a big event like that. No win.
Well, we'll see what happens when we have Rick Nielsen out to sing the national anthem at Summer Bash next year.
Or at the softball game, the charity softball game. Who did it this year? Hanson? Who'd we get out there?
I think Hanson. Neil McCoy.
Boy, that's your default guy.
Well, he's the default Ranger National Anthem singer.
Neil McCoy.
Or he was a few years ago. Now they just get that quartet out there. What are they, the Hillbilly Quartet?
Yeah, I think that's what they go by, Mike. The Hillbilly Quartet.
The Redneck Tenors.
Yeah, the Redneck Tenors.
I like the other name better.
Yeah. Let's see. Contagion was the number one film at the box office over the weekend. $23 million for Matt Damon and Kate Winslet and Marion Cotillard and Gwyneth Paltrow. Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
And they say that Steven Soderbergh made that movie for $60 million. It's not bad.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I still haven't talked to anybody who's actually seen this yet. Who'd you say, Danny, gave it a bad review?
I think The Observer actually gave it a good review.
Oh, it did?
Pretty shocking.
Their first positive review in 17
years?
Well,
of a film like that, I was surprised that they said anything nice about it at all.
Why?
Just because it's a big Hollywood production.
It's Steven Soderbergh. Did Robert write it? Because I know
no.
he loves Steven Soderbergh.
Robert doesn't write for The Observer anymore. He just does Unfair Park.
Oh, he does?
I don't see him ever credited in the actual hard copy.
I think he's moved beyond writer status, though.
Yes, he has. He's more an icon now.
Yeah.
And an abortion.
And icons can do whatever they want. Well, that's pretty good for a movie about the spread of VD.
What? I'm sorry?
I mean, $23 bucks for that. It's pretty good.
Corby?
I don't know.
Help him.
I can't. I'll tell you what, though. I'm probably more likely to go see a movie based on the spread of VD in the 70s. And like, and if it was this, like case number one.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is case number one somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Or whenever VD started. I know it didn't start in the 70s, but what if you had that? What if you had the exact moment where it started to spread?
I'm Doyle King.
God, how many visits to the free clinic has that dude made?
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Think of all the boat gonorrhea that he's contracted
on
the lake.
Lake Louisville.
Yeah.
He's like a dog when it gets worms in his butt. He's like dragging it over the shore, you know?
Tank.
There's Doyle trying to get rid of his VD on the sands of Sneaky Peach, you know?
Oh, just rubbing his ass against it.
Awful thing to say about.
Why do dogs do that?
Because it itches.
Like
is there? Is there? He's not a broadcast legend. Is there nothing more disgusting though than seeing a dog do that?
It's awful.
And it's pretty skilled too. You know?
Oh, it's awesome because number one, it is skilled. Number two, the dog doesn't care.
I'm waiting.
No, the dog doesn't care.
I'm waiting for Wilfred to do it.
Where they get their front legs and they're just scooting with. That's awesome.
They find it to be erotic, I think.
And they're kind of looking at you, you know? I think they do care.
No, they don't.
I think they do.
Dogs don't care about anything.
No.
No, they do care. They're embarrassed. They don't have a choice, but have you ever taken your dog out and they're doing the second business?
Right.
And if they look at you over their shoulder to see if you're staring at them, and the look on their face is so sad.
I know. It's like, really?
Why are you staring at me?
I don't watch you.
Yeah. I think they know.
And you
Although
make
they
me
could watch
here.
You.
Yeah, of course they could.
Right. Because at his house, the open door policy is practiced.
Oh, I'm sure He lets the dog in the bedroom when him and his old lady are doing it.
Yeah, what does the dog think about that?
Right.
You know what? We try to get all animals and children out of the room if a session is going on.
My mom would open my door.
Oh, God.
And in would come my dog, who would jump on the bed and just me until I would wake up.
The dog's like looking at you, giving a paw up, going, that's how I do it. Good job, snake.
Rough. So stupid. A paw up.
Yeah.
High five.
The dog's trying to give himself a page.
A what?
Page? Is that a hange that hurts?
A page.
A paw. Hange.
Oh.
We're losing people.
He just wants to join in, you know,
yeah,
on the fun.
It. Yeah. Now, Danny, you always said that until Coldplay got Rihanna to do a song with them, that they would never be legitimate. Well, your wish has come true.
I don't believe it. That ever came out of my mouth.
Because on their new album,
you got me really drunk one night, and I got really honest with you.
Yeah, look, I
got
to tell you something, man. Coldplay will not make it in this world unless Rihanna's on their next album. Yes, it's the first time that the Coldplays have reached out in the music community to get somebody to sing on their record. So yeah, Rahuni will be on this upcoming record, which comes out here in a month.
I thought they'd done work with Jay-Z before.
Coldplay on an album?
I don't know.
Well, you just said it, so you know something.
I just made that up.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay. And for all those who want to cry over a bad, sappy song, then take a listen to their new single, which dropped today, called Paradise.
Play it.
It'll put you to sleep, man.
Let's hear it.
You really want to hear it?
Quickly, huge.
All right, let's see if I can dig it up here. It's another scientist-y song, you know, where it's just makes you want to kill yourself.
Sure you got the right song?
I just hit play.
All right.
It ain't Merle Haggard.
See? It's a lot of strings and stuff. Can't you already tell that people are welling up across America right now? Do you think the word love is mentioned in this song?
I'll say yes.
Of course it is.
Boy, the DJ's got time to give a full weather report before the post.
Seriously, it's ridiculously slow.
That music, I was told. They're horrible.
Is there anything even remotely resembling a hook or a chorus here?
Nope. Not a damn thing. He's that one guy that when he walks in the door, no matter how bad his day has sucked, he looks at his wife and it's just like, I love you so much. He's that guy.
And I love our kid.
And our children
Tomato.
Are beautiful. And
what's her kid's name?
Tornado
and
Effigy
and
or something like that. Oatmeal.
Yeah. You know what their music sounds like?
What?
Like when you buy like a $150 keyboard from Target and you hit the demo button.
Right.
And that's their band. It sounds like the demo mode on a keyboard. And then
Casio?
He just sings. Yeah. Like the music that's already programmed in so you can hear what the keyboard does.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And hear how great it'll be when you
learn how to play. Yeah, and then Chris Martin just goes in there and sings over it.
Well, there you go. We got to go now. That was fun. Thanks for playing.
Do we have to talk more Cowboys now?
In a minute we do.
Yeah, in a minute.
All right.
Right now it's 4:54 here on the ticket.
The ticket.
I don't play golf to feel bad. I play bad golf but feel good.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the 18th annual Coors.